Coast Radio News for Monday, June 8th, 2020. I'm George Henry. After a group of armed citizens that were responding to social media posts of an imminent protest involving out-of-the-area instigators were told to go home by Florence police Thursday evening, the weekend was relatively calm in Florence. Florence Police Chief Tom Turner asked citizens not to take matters into their own hands as the police were aware of the threats made and had deemed them not credible. Over the past week, there were similar threats made against other coastal towns that did not materialize, prompting local law enforcement to issue warnings about the dangers of self-policing. Turner said the difficulty then becomes about recognizing a true threat.
When you have somebody that's armed and out there in the public with little information or with incorrect information, it makes our job harder, because we don't know who that person is either, and we have to deal with that person as well.
On Friday, the city of Florence issued a press release that asked Florence citizens to stop engaging in the distribution of misinformation. And openly armed citizens has the potential to create a disastrous situation, urging them to contact police if they have a concern. It was a unique graduation experience on Friday night for Sayusa High School's class of 2020. The class received their diplomas at Hans Peterson Field, as the entire ceremony was simulcast on Coast Radio and on Facebook and YouTube. Throughout the night, visitors to the sites commented on the event, and many said they were happy to hear more about each student as hosts Bob Snedden and Steve Mosier gave details about what accomplishments the students made and what their future plans might be. Graduation lasted about 2.5 hours. The City of Florence, in their monthly newsletter, is encouraging residents to be aware of their water consumption. While water is currently plentiful in Florence, our resources are finite, according to the information released. The city recommends upgrading to water-efficient fixtures in your homes. You can also put plastic bottles filled with pebbles into the reserve tank on your toilet to reduce the volume of water used during flushing. City says you can save up to 10 gallons of water daily. They also recommend limiting the use of garbage disposals and turn off the water after you wet your toothbrush, and check for leaks and drips in sinks, tubs, and outdoor faucets. Statewide coronavirus cases are at 4,662, with 161 deaths reported. The latest deaths had both underlying health conditions. One was a 50-year-old Multnomah County man, and the other was a 70-year-old Multnomah County woman. They were added to the list over the weekend, though their deaths were May 29th and May 9th, respectively. Here in Lane County, there have been a total of 80 cases, with 12 of those still active, and over 13,000 tests have been conducted. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, June 8th, 2020.